Tonight, our hymn study is going to be on this song you see here, What Will Your Answer Be? This song was written back in 1935 by a man named Tittle Sidney Tedlie. In Mr. Tedlie's life, he was given credit for writing and producing and over 100 songs. Some of these songs are pretty well known. We'll know some of them. Some of the most best-known ones are Heaven Holds All to Me, The Lord's Supper, and Worthy Art Thou. So at the beginning, I definitely wanted to give Mr. Tedlie respect and credit for being such a talented songwriter. However, that's really all I'm going to have to say about him tonight. Our song this evening, there was really no backstory. There was no interesting story of how this song came about. So I thought tonight we're going to do things just a little bit differently than we normally do on the song service. And I'm going to talk just a little bit about this guy's story here. Now, right now I'm going to go ahead and admit that that guy might look a little familiar. About half of you here have heard this guy's story before. I've used this before. And I did hate to use it again, but I had to try to come up with something new too. So we're going to, those that have already heard it, please bear with me. But I think his story, It'll help illustrate three really good takeaways from our song tonight. So again, bear with me if you've heard it before. This, by the way, is Felix Bumgarner. He's a world-renowned base jumper, skydiver, and daredevil. 3 years ago, Felix caught the attention of millions of people all over the world as he performed the first ever space jump. So we'll just do a quick little summary of what that is. Felix, he climbed into this capsule-looking thing here, and then they tied it to a balloon. Now, this isn't just an ordinary hot air balloon. This is actually about 5 times larger than an ordinary balloon, as it stands about 335 feet high in the air. So he got into this balloon, and they started filling it with helium, and he started rising in the sky. Now, Felix was in this capsule rising in the sky for over 3 hours. He kept going up and up and up, until finally he reached the Earth's stratosphere. Now that's about 24 miles above the Earth's surface, 128,000 feet above the ground. When he got there, he stopped, he opened the door, and he climbed out on the small little step bar, as you can see here. And when I saw Felix standing there, looking out over the Earth, our song that we're going to look at tonight, that came to mind. So let's go ahead and look at our song, number 284, What Will Our Answer Be? We'll read the first verse of the song. It says, someday you'll stand at the bar on high, someday your record you'll see. Someday you'll answer the question of life, what will your answer be? Of course, it's this first line that I associated with the picture of Felix as he stood there on the bar, that little bar up high in space. And of course, I realized that this song's not talking about a small little bar that, like Felix is standing on there. I understood that it was referencing the judgment as we stand before the Lord. In a court of law, the defendant will make his case before the judge, and he makes that case at what is commonly referred to as the bar. And that's exactly what our song is saying, that someday we'll each stand at this bar and plead our case and make our case before the Lord, our judge, in order so that we can receive our judgment. So this is the first point that I want to bring out of our song tonight. The first point being, the judgment is coming. If we look in Acts 17 and verse 30, it says, the time of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands people everywhere to repent. Well, why is it that he commands us to repent? The verse later on says, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. So Paul's saying here that there's a day that we will all be judged, that Christ will judge the entire world. But how do we really know that that's going to happen? Is that actually going to happen? Well, we continue reading in the verse, and it says, of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. Other versions say he has given proof to all by raising him, which he's speaking of Christ here, from the dead. Paul is warning these people in the first century, and he's warning us today, the judgment is coming. The Hebrew author in Hebrews 9, verse 27 says, and just as it is appointed man to die once, and after that comes the judgment. If we're honest with ourselves, We know death is certainty. We know that no one can escape it. It's a part of life, this physical life here. And sadly, we see it around us every day. Death is guaranteed, just as the judgment is guaranteed. Romans 14 and 10, for we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. If we base things on the Word of God, it's an undeniable fact. Someday, we will all stand on that bar on high. We will all face God. We will all see our records, and we will all be judged. Now, back to Felix just for a minute. You know, it's at this point here, as he's sort of looking down, surveying what's ahead of him, he really had to be feeling it. You know, because right here, he is way past the point of no return. There's no redos right now. There's no going back. He can't chicken out if he wanted to. He can't say send a rescue chopper. He's got to go through with it. He's literally tied to a balloon floating in space. His decisions, his actions, everything he has done has led him right here to this spot, this time and space. And there's no changing that now. And here we can sort of see how Felix sees the earth. At this is his perspective on the earth, 24 miles straight down. Felix at this time is truly facing a sentence of life or of death. Nothing can change that. He's got to go through with it. So he jumps. We'll continue in our song now. Here in the second verse it says, sadly you'll stand if you're unprepared. Trembling you'll fall on your knee. Facing the sentence of life or of death, what will that sentence be? And this will bring us to our second point tonight. At the judgment, there's no turning back. When we're before God on the throne, it's too late to change our minds. It's too late to change our attitudes, our habits. It's too late to change the way we've lived our life. Our sentence of life or of death, it's been determined. Our fate is sealed at that time. And let's remember what verse 1 in our song tells us. It tells us how our sentence will be determined. It's our record. How we live, how we've acted, if we've obeyed God's will. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10 says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. At the judgment, our record will see, because God will bring every work that we have done out, whether it's a good work or whether it's an evil work. We shall be judged according to our works. Revelation 20, verse 12. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they had done, according to their works, according to their deeds. And, you know, we're not only talking about deeds that is public deeds or public works, out in the opens, things that you or I know about. No, we're talking about other things. Romans 2 and verse 16 says, on that day, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus. Even those things that we do in private, the things we do in secret, we'll be judged on those things. Let's take it one step further now. 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 5, here speaking of the Lord, it says, the Lord who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. It says here the purposes of our heart. Other translations say the motives of men's hearts. Truly, we'll be judged on our thoughts, our motives. A scary thing for many. Again, our song is spot on as we go through here, and as it says, sadly, you'll stand if you're unprepared. Trembling, you'll fall on your knee. Because at the judgment, there's no turning back. We will receive a just reward for the life that we've lived. When Felix jumped, he began a free fall back to the earth that lasted for almost 10 minutes. He reached a top speed of over 840 miles per hour, breaking the sound barrier. He broke many world records on his way back before landing safely on the ground. In one of the following interviews that he did, he was asked, were you nervous? Did you have any concerns, any worries? Well, Felix simply said no. He was very confident in the outcome. He'd been training for this jump, this one jump, for the last 7 years. And he said, you know, really? He'd been preparing for this day for his entire life. Well, that brings us to our final point, that now is the time to prepare. Let's go to the last verse in our song. It says, "Now is the time to prepare, my friend. Make yourself spotless and free. Washed in the blood of the crucified one, He will your answer be." 2 Corinthians 6:2. "Behold, now is the favorable time." Some versions say, "Now is the acceptable time." "Behold, now is the day of salvation." We must be willing to act. We must be willing to prepare now. Matthew 24 and 42 tells us, "Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming." We are told to be alert, to stay awake, to watch, because we don't know when the Lord is coming. We don't know when the day of judgment will be here. We must always be ready. We must always be prepared. Just as Felix, our whole life is about preparing for that one day. Ecclesiastes 12:13, it says, "The conclusion, when all has been heard, fear God, keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." So how do we prepare? Turn back to our song. It says, "Make yourself spotless and free, washed in the blood of the crucified one. He will your answer be." Jesus the Christ is how we prepare. We prepare by obeying the gospel and being washed in the blood. And then we continue to prepare each day of our lives by walking in the light. 1 John 1:7. "But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us from all sin." Each day that we live, we're one day closer to the judgment. We're one day closer to the end of our lives. And we're one day closer to standing the bar on high. Now is the time to prepare. Our entire lives must be about preparing for that day, for the judgment day. Let's finish our song as we look at the chorus. It's nothing more than a series of questions. It says, "What will it be? Where will you spend your eternity? What will it be?" Down deep, each one of us knows the answers to these questions. We know this because 1 John says, "These things have been written so that we may know that you have eternal life." We base things on God's Word. We know the answers. We know where we'll spend eternity. Mr. Tedla's song is one that many of us know very well. Most of us have sung it for many, many years. But as we're about to sing it here in just a few seconds, let's pay special attention to the words and their meanings. And let's remember that through this song and through many scriptures, that the judgment, it is coming. That's a certainty. And when at the judgment, there'll be no turning back. Our faith is sealed at that time. We'll be judged on every deed, every thought that we've had in this life. And then finally, we need to know that now is the time to prepare. Because the judgment could happen at any time. Jesus could come back at any moment. So I ask you one question tonight. What will your answer be? Whether you have never obeyed the gospel or you're a Christian that's fallen back into the world, what will your answer be? Where will you spend eternity? If there's anything that we can help you with here tonight to make your life right with God before you leave here, we'd ask that you would come forward as we stand and as we sing.